Good morning, church. Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here, and we are grateful that you are with us today. It's Reunion Sunday! Yay! that means we have food, we have fellowship, we have games, we have all sorts of great things going on in the life of the church today. Couple of announcements. We've got some. Becky and Penny and Alana have some things. I just want to highlight as well that the remembrance of the celebration of life of Kathy Carlson, the Reverend Kathy Carlson, who served here along with her husband Mike Bausch. Will take place at McFarland UCC in Madison next Sunday at 10 a.m. So during an outdoor worship service that they have, the Hootenanny musical group will be there, and the Reverend Brian Sergio, the pastor there, will officiate. So I'm not telling y'all to all go to Madison because we want some people here, right? But those of you who know and love Kathy, I would not begrudge you for going to her celebration of life in Madison at 10 a.m. on Sunday. And in fact, I would encourage you to do so. Who wants to go first? Penny, you're up.
Good morning. Just a quick announcement about our Instant Church directory. We do want to kind of wrap that up. I have some sheets on the back counter. If you want to look at it, check your address, check your name, see if they're spelled right for me. Pictures. I can take pictures today if you would like. If you have a picture, please enter. You can enter that. I honestly think it's been a while since I did mine, but I honestly think you could go into the directory, create an account, and be done in 5 or 10 minutes, because most of your information is there. It's mostly just confirming if it's correct. And that's it. Welcome to Reunion Sunday.
Thank you, Penny.
Good morning. With the start of Sunday school, we're looking for some more teachers to rotate. I do provide full detailed lesson plans ahead of time. Everything's laid out, everything you need. You can just show up a few minutes before, read through it, and you can be one step ahead of the kids. We would love it if we had a few more teachers to rotate with our small committee. Even if you could only do one Sunday in the fall and one Sunday in the spring, that would be great. We're excited to announce Kim Hansen as our new youth group leader. I can't wait for you to get to know her. She was on the loop. A picture of her was on the loop. She will be starting on the 25th because she's not available. She wasn't available on the 18th, so I'll start youth group on the 18th. It will be held on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 8:30. And we are looking for that second adult to comply with our Safe Church policy. So the sign-up sheet for that is on the butcher block, if you'd be so kind as to give up a Wednesday night and come and join us. And then the family Bible bingo that we did all summer long. Many of you have your Bible sheets and you created a few bingos. There's a prize table way in back of the fellowship hall with a big sign. Bring your bingo sheets, or if you forgot them at home, just come and tell me how many bingos you have. And there's prizes on the table. See me after church for that one, after church and after Sunday school. I'll hang out at that table with you. All right? Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Becky. And Alana?
Yeah, we, as some people may know, we have a designated cart in the fellowship hall for food pantry donations. I called them, and they're in really dire need of various items like mac and cheese, soup, preferably chicken noodle, feminine products, socks, whatever you want to bring, pork and beans. Anything that you can maybe scour your pantries for would be a huge help. Thank you.
Thanks, Alana. Any other announcements this morning? Yeah, go ahead.
Never give a former marketing and salesperson permission to have the mic. But Kathy Dukach said I could say so. So I hope you'll stick around afterwards. I'm doing one of my PowerPoint presentations. I have a lot of different presentations I do based around my different topics with my photography. And I'm doing one this morning on the whooping crane recovery, so I hope you'll stick around. I have a, if you didn't see him, I have a life-size cutout that I borrowed from Fish and Wildlife of a whooping crane, and then I have an actual sandhill crane back there that's mounted. And I brought along some of my photography, so I hope you'll stay. I think you'll enjoy it.
Woo.
Thanks.
Thank you. Anything else? Great. Then let us share the peace of Christ with one another. Peace be with you. Good morning. Peace be with you. Good morning. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Good morning, peace be with you. Peace be with you, good morning, good to see you.
Ready for me?
Yeah.
Join me in the call to worship, please. On this reunion Sunday, we come together once again to worship our amazing God and remember God's love for us. How does God ask us to respond? There are many people in our communities who are in need. How does God ask us to respond? Let's begin this new program year with joy and a clear mission.
Love our neighbors as ourselves, and turn our faith into action.
If you're able to do so, you're already up. Never mind. Opening hymn number 96.
Thank you.
Join me in the opening prayer. Holy One, our Maker, we gather to worship you, to renew our spirits, and to connect as a community. Some of us crave a joyful noise. Some flourish in quiet contemplation. Others desire movement, while others need to ponder our thoughts. However we worship, we gather here. In this place, we find you in the midst of us. In this connectivity, we know that your covenant remains in effect. May your Spirit guide, empower, and speak. Amen.
Now, are there any young worshipers here today that would like to join Becky and I up on the steps?
Or older, multi-generational youth group.
Young at heart, anybody who wants to join us up on the steps? We've got some people today. That's great.
Coming up, Thorne? Not today? Okay. Wow, look at you guys.
Look at this.
This is awesome.
Woohoo!
I got something to share with you guys, but we're going to leave them in the basket for right now, okay? All right. Oh, my gosh. So good to see you guys. All right. I have two messages this morning. Oh, we got another one. Come on up. Is this Ashlyn? Ashlyn, you want to join us? Come on over. Okay, if she does, that's great. If she goes back, that's fine,
too. Mom and Dad could come up, too, and Grandma, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, anybody?
All right. Okay, I have two messages this morning. One is, do you know what reunion means? Anybody know what reunion means?
Kind of a big word.
Do you know what reunion means? Mm-hmm. You do? Do you want to tell the rest?
Mm-mm.
No? It means coming together again after a time of being away. So we didn't all see each other all summer. Sometimes we saw you once in a while. But to have this big group here today, this is the first time since last May. Yeah, and that reunion means to reunite and bring people together. What happens when you bring people together? Do you ever have a reunion? No? Never. You guys ever have a reunion with your families? No? Do you ever get together at Christmas? Oh, you
do. That's kind of a reunion, yeah.
Yeah, that's like a reunion.
Yeah.
Hey, when you're together, do you like getting together with your cousins?
Yeah.
What does it, when you get together with your cousins, is that fun?
Yeah.
Do you play games? Do you laugh?
I don't.
You don't?
No laughter.
No laughter
allowed.
No.
When you hang out with your family.
I don't know why they're laughing. Why would they laugh at us? They're silly, aren't they? You know why? Because when they were up here at the same age as you, they probably would have said the same thing. That's,
you know,
why.
Big people can be silly sometimes.
Yeah. I am excited to have you guys back. You would not believe what I got planned, but there's
Woo-hoo!
A mess in the Sunday school room. There's beach balls all over the place. Oh my gosh, can you believe that? There's beach balls. There's like 19 beach balls all over the place in there. Do you think you guys could help me pick those up later? Maybe make a game of it? Oh, does that sound like fun?
Everything's a game.
I know, Taylor doesn't like to play games. He'd rather sit down and do coloring. You would
read a book. Okay.
All right.
We got a reader here.
My second message today is about the blessing of the backpack. So I'm going to shift gears here. And we're going to bless these bracelets. And you could each take one. And we're going to bless these tags. So first, we'll have Pastor Jacob lead us in prayer over a blessing over this basket of tags and bracelets. And then you can each have one on your way back to Sunday school.
Yeah, so do we want to describe these a little bit? In this basket here, We've got some multicolored bracelets, and it says, this one says, Jesus cares for you, care for others. And it's like green and blue. And then we got this tag that says, be loved, be kind, be you. And so we can put these on backpacks, and bracelets on your wrist. We can put these on any other kind of bag as well. So if there are some left over after the kids have all got one, adults, if you want something on your messenger bag, if you want something on a briefcase, whatever, they're there for you as well. So let's pray for the new school year and for the new work year. So anybody out in the pews, if you want to put your hands up in prayer, as if you are praying over these bracelets and these backpacks, let's pray together. So I'm going to say a short phrase and you can repeat it back to me. Dear God, be with us.
Be with us. As we start this new year.
Help us be kind.
Help us be kind.
Help us be loving.
Help us be loving.
As you have loved us.
As you have loved us.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Go ahead. Each of you take a tag and a bracelet, and then we'll go back to Sunday school. Take one of each, okay? Should we go back? Let's go back.
Have fun picking up beach balls.
All right. And now put this basket right behind Emily on the table, and anyone in the church who wants one can take one later.
Woohoo!
Bring it to Sunday school.
Scripture reading this morning is from James 2, 1 through 17. My brothers and sisters, when you show favoritism, you deny the faithfulness of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has been resurrected in glory. Imagine two people coming into your meeting. One has a gold ring and fine clothes, while the other is poor, dressed in filthy rags. Then suppose that you were to take special notice of the one wearing fine clothes, saying, here's an excellent place, sit here. But to the poor person you say, stand over there, or here, sit at my feet. Wouldn't you have shown favoritism among yourselves and become evil-minded judges? My dear brothers and sisters, listen. Hasn't God chosen those who are poor by worldly standards to be rich in terms of faith? Hasn't God chosen the poor as heirs of the kingdom? He has promised to those who love him. But you have dishonored the poor. Don't the wealthy make life difficult for you? Aren't they the ones who drag you into court? Aren't they the ones who insult the good name spoken over you at your baptism? You do well when you really fulfill the royal law found in Scripture. Love your neighbors as yourself. But when you show favoritism, you are committing a sin, and by that same law, you are exposed as a lawbreaker. Anyone who tries to keep all of the law but fails at one point is guilty of failing to keep all of it. The one who said, do not commit adultery, also said, don't commit murder. So if you don't commit adultery, but you do commit murder, you are a lawbreaker. In every way, then speak and act as people who will be judged by the law of freedom. There will be no mercy in judgment for anyone who hasn't shown mercy. Mercy overrules judgment. My brothers and sisters, what good is it if people say they have faith, but do nothing to show it? Claiming to have faith can't save anyone, can it? Imagine a brother or sister who is naked and never has enough food to eat. What if one of you said, go in peace, stay warm, have a nice meal? What good is it if you don't actually give them what their body needs? In the same way, faith is dead when it doesn't result in faithful activity. Here ends the readings for today. May God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
Thank you, Rick. My friends, will you join me in prayer? God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts in this hour be acceptable to you. For you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I love Reunion Sunday. Some churches call it Rally Day. Some churches call it Renewal Sunday, or probably some other name that I don't know. But whatever you call it, generally, it involves getting the congregation excited for a new program year, which usually starts in September and goes through May. There's usually food, because, of course, there's always food. Food brings people together. There's activities for kids and youth, and perhaps some last-minute Sunday school registrations. Becky's crossing her fingers. And also, sometimes the pastor will make snide comments to regular members they haven't seen for a while because they've spent the summers at their cottages or they've spent the summers traveling, and now the pastor is hoping that they've enjoyed their sabbatical. I would never do that. Never. Maybe. Now, getting all the little details of Reunion Sunday right is important. Becky has been working really hard getting things ready for the new Sunday school year. Christina and others have been coordinating the potluck that we're going to have after this service today. But I think today gives us an important point to focus on as we think about this new program year. And there's a great deal of richness that I could talk about out of this text, but I'm going to leave you to do most of that work on your own as you feel led to do so. We've got a lot of good food, and Rick is going to talk to us about birds, so we've got lots going on, so I'm not going to yammer on forever. But I'll boil it down to two sort of main points. The reminder to love our neighbor as ourselves, and the reminder that we are to put our faith into action. So James reminds us that loving our neighbor as ourselves is not a simple act. It's easy to love our neighbors if they look like us, or love like us, or act like us, or live like us. But instead, James reminds us to show no favoritism. We have to treat everybody with the same dignity and respect as we ourselves would expect to experience. James begins by giving us a concrete example. Two people coming into our sanctuary dressed radically differently. Especially on important days in the church year, think Christmas Eve, Easter Sunday, all those sorts of things. We often encounter people in our worship space that we don't know personally. And perhaps one person is wearing a suit and tie, like Wayne often does. Some people wear Packer jerseys and ratty jeans, like my friend Kevin often did in Nina. Or maybe in this election season, one person is wearing Kamala Harris swag. And maybe in this election season, the other person is wearing a MAGA hat. So on one hand, I hesitate to bring that part up because we don't like to talk about our politicians because we hear all these political ads all the time. But James offered his people a very stark contrast, and I don't know about you, but I can't find a starker one in this time and place. So if we want to bring this to a modern context, I can't find a starker contrast than that. But the unfortunate reality of living in a small town is that we are often wary of people that we consider to be outsiders. If your name does not appear in the Dutch bingo that Waupun talks about so much, We don't know who you are. We don't know who you're related to. We don't know what school you went to as a kid. We don't know anything about you in order to pigeonhole you, right? But I would like to think that the people in this church would be welcoming to strangers, as we ourselves have been welcomed from wherever we came from. So many of us came from different churches and found refuge in this one. And so that's what it means to love our neighbor as ourselves in these times. And as we think about this new program year, I think it's important for us to remember how we can love our neighbors. Perhaps in our Sunday school classes, we might start to talk about things like poverty and food insecurity and homelessness in ways that are age appropriate, and yet call our children and youth to think about and imagine life experiences that are different from their own. And as we prepare our budget and think about our overall mission of this coming year, maybe there's an opportunity to help out in some sort of unmet need in our wider community. The other point that I want to make today kind of piggybacks off of what I've just said. James ends the passage by saying, faith is dead when it doesn't result in faithful activity. But what does that really mean? What does that mean to say that our faith is dead? For me, that it means that if we're not willing to put our faith into action, we're not trying hard enough to follow the will and the ways of God. So as I'm sure you've been following on the news this week, the shooting at Appalachee High School in Georgia is one of 45 school shootings just this year, according to a statistic by CNN. When we see these kinds of things on the news, it's natural to feel kind of helpless, like we can't do anything about this on our own. But the inconvenient truth is that too many people for too long have relied on thoughts and prayers, refusing to end a stalemate on a uniquely American issue while children and teachers are caught in the crossfire. Now, of course, I'm not suggesting that one church can solve a national crisis like that on our own. But there are other things that we can do something about that can also empower us to tackle some of these national crises. For example, this week our local food pantry made us aware that they're running low on supplies, and as the need of these supplies only continues to grow. As I myself make a pretty healthy living, I can only imagine how difficult this time of year is for single parents trying to put food on the table, trying to put school supplies in their kids' backpacks, and trying to keep the joy and the hope in their hearts as this world continues to be frightening and disappointing in some ways. And one thing about this congregation that I know to be true is that you are giving and you are willing to help when the need arises. So I think we have an opportunity to be a resource for families in need. And in fact, I want to add, earlier this week, that grocery cart that you see in the fellowship hall there was empty. And y'all have stepped up. So thank you for that. But given all this, what's the most important thing to take with us into a new week and into a new program year? Friends, if you get one thing out of today's sermon, I want it to be this. God calls us to love our neighbor as ourselves and put our faith to work. Maybe that's two things. I don't know. Love our neighbor as ourselves, put our faith to work. There are so many important opportunities to put our faith in action that don't require taking out a checkbook. There are so many organizations that need your volunteer work. There are so many organizations that need vital supplies that you might already have that you're not using. And there are so many ways to share God's love with the wider community using gifts and talents that you all already have. So may you put your faith to work this week. May you understand that faith equals action. You are a loving and creative people with so much to give. And the community would be better and brighter if you share your many gifts in abundance. So let's put our faith to work. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our next hymn is number 273, Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love. We will only be singing verses 2 and 3. Amen. You may be seated. Now we join our hearts in a time of more intentional prayer. Let's begin by taking some time of silence for the people and situations that are on our hearts and need our prayers and our love today. Receive the prayers of our hearts, O God. Amen. So what prayers do we bring today that we would like to share with one another?
My dad did come home from St. Mary's after a 10-day stay on Tuesday after having some more fluid removed from his lungs. So he is at home comfortably recovering.
Wonderful. And your dad's name is Keith?
Yes.
Okay. For Keith, as he continues to recover, if I say God in your mercy, will you say receive our prayer? God in your mercy. Anything else today? I'll give you just a second to get back and see if there's anything on Zoom.
Nope.
Okay. Then let us be in a time of prayer together. God of grace and love, you gather us here as a community, in person and online, to remember the blessing it is to be together from wherever we are. And also to remind us that living a life of faith requires action and loving our neighbors as ourselves. We remember specifically the people in our congregation who are awaiting surgery, those who are in care facilities, those who are in times of need, times of distress. And far from just asking you to be with them, O God, we remember that you invite us to do the same. You invite us to live out our faith by bringing them a meal, giving them a phone call, sharing time together with them, being in prayer for the things that are going on in their lives. Just as you invite us to be in prayer and in action for the needs of our community and the world, we ask you to be with all of those who mourn in the wake of the tragic shooting. We ask you to empower us to actually make a change and decide to do something, anything, so that these things won't happen anymore. We ask you to be with all of those who deal with food insecurity, homelessness, poverty, abuse, war. And ask you to help us be messengers of peace and hope and liberation and healing. By not just our prayers, but by our actions, by our volunteer work, by our voting, by our political activism. And by putting boots on the ground and putting our faith to work. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, who showed us the way to love and liberation and taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at UCC Waupun, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. Ushers are going to be coming around with an offering plate that you can bring, you can leave your gift in, or you can also give online at uccwaupun.net. However you give, may you give generously as your heart and spirit invite you to give. Please join me in the prayer of dedication. Holy One, may these gifts help us make a meaningful difference in our community. May they symbolize our commitment to working with you towards a future where all have what they need. Amen. Our closing hymn is one of my personal favorites, number 350, The Summons. We'll be singing 1, 2, and 4. Before I give the benediction, I will offer a prayer for the food. So let's pray. Good and gracious God, we give thanks for this bounty that has been prepared for us, the loving hands that have prepared it, and the land from which it has come. We ask your presence to be with us as we share in fellowship and with this food. And in this time together, that all of it may be pleasing to you. Amen. And now, my friends, receive these words of benediction. May you go from this place ready to turn your faith into action. You have so much to give to the world, and the world needs your light. And now, may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace and let's eat. Amen. Thank you.